Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for.
This is what we've all been waiting for.
Good morning. Yeah. What are you so excited about?
What are you so excited about?
First things first.
Thank God it's Friday.
And secondly,
the Super Bowl
this weekend.
The Super Bowl
this weekend.
We're just going to watch football, drink beer.
What about Monday? We doing anything Monday?
I'll just call in sick.
Works for me.
Let's get started.
It's showtime. Yep, big game weekend. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Yeah. Friday morning, and it's 6:05. Looking forward to it.
I got news. I think a lot of people are probably going to call in sick on Monday.
That's why they started this thing. How many people would be in favor of Super Bowl Saturday?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Why couldn't we do that?
Why is it so difficult to, you know, why?
I like the other petition where we had Monday off after this.
Well,
after
that would be nice, too. But I don't think that's going to happen officially. And also, you got all day. There's not another game on. Maybe a noon game. How about that? Why can't we do that?
It's always at a weird time, too, like a 3:26.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Is the official kickoff time?
You know what? The NFL is stupid. They're stupid.
Is that what it is?
After watching a Hurricanes game last night, what was that, by the way? The NHL is also stupid. Wow. God, did you see that game? I was thinking about you. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't.
Wow. Wow. Did you see any of that game?
No.
Holy, am I the only one that knows sports?
Yeah.
God.
I watched the Oilers game instead.
This morning, possibly.
Listen.
Possibly.
Don't look at me over here. Look at me in the
What's going
eye,
on with your
I
eye?
I don't know. Started bugging me yesterday. I thought it was bugging me, and I thought, well, whatever. I wake up at like 12:30, 1 o'clock this morning. My eye's swollen shut. Because it's like, gosh, it kind of hurts.
Yeah.
And I get up, I got hot compresses on. I'm an animal. I'm an animal. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm an animal.
Well, I hope you're going to the doctor.
I am. I'm going right after
because tonight
is
a big night. We're starting to close down the Hard Rock Hotel. We'll be there from 6 to 8.
I know.
Details on that a little bit later on this morning.
You know what? I was thinking I might get an eye patch actually for tonight.
Rock and roll.
Right?
Bitch.
Would that be awesome? Would that be awesome?
Sunshine.
I'm probably not wearing sleeves. So, I mean, come on. Yeah.
Cut off the sweater.
Oh, I got a couple hard
rocks. Now there's reason for everyone to go.
Yeah. If I wear an eye patch, I might just do it anyhow.
Sunshine today and right through the weekend.
Still bugging you? No.
High in the mid to upper 60s, possibly low 70s over the weekend. Going to be nice. All right. It's only about 45 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up.
Well, I will have your scientific predictions for the Super Bowl.
You're going to wrap it up with okay. With a patch. More on that and some other stories after Jay Giles' Band.
All right, are we ready? It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Hamilton movie, you know, we talked about Hamilton coming back to the Smith Center. And Mike, you said you want to see it. Well, the movie is you know, in the works. It's going to feature the original Broadway cast. That's a huge deal. That is a huge deal. You might want to just do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see it. Definitely see it. But yeah, that will be great.
So
that cast was amazing.
As opposed to what they did or tried to do with Cats as a movie.
Right.
Are they going to, you know, with Hamilton, just take the musical with the same cast from Broadway?
Yeah.
And just film it?
Yeah.
And make it a movie.
Well, you can totally do that. You could totally. Hamilton is so totally different, though, from that's done right there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's not creepy.
It's not. No, there are people.
In
the original Cats, like on Broadway and traveling, they had people coming out into the audience and, like, literally, like, rubbing their butts on you and, like, cats.
Furries.
Yes, exactly.
Glad I missed it.
Yeah. Rent had the original cast in the movie. What else? I don't know other ones, but other ones that have went to screen. Well, Chicago did very well, won Academy Award.
All right. I just don't want it to come out as a movie.
No, that
and
was
people
a,
go, oh, it's
no, Cats
awful.
Was weird to begin with.
Okay.
And that's why some weirder, stranger things stay better.
Yeah.
on Broadway, okay, on stage. You know what? Super Bowl, right around the corner. The annual EA Sports Super Bowl simulation, Madden, is predicting that the Chiefs will beat the 49ers 35-31. It's been right 10 out of the past 16 years, was wrong the last 2 years. But 35-31, that's what Madden is predicting.
Okay.
And if you're wondering about, you know, just Super Bowl halftime, a lot of people are like, yay, this is going to be good. Others are saying, no, I don't really care. 1,200 Americans were surveyed, and I'm sure you could ask another 1,200, they'd feel differently. Tie for number one with the best Super Bowl halftime performance. Number one, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga. They were tied. Those shows were tied.
Okay.
Okay. Next, Coldplay with Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Mark Ronson. That was 2016. Then a tie between Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band and Beyonce and Destiny's Child in 2013. Next, The who I forgot about, 2010. After that, a three-way tie. Justin Timberlake, Black Eyed Peas, and Katy Perry that year. At the bottom, Maroon 5 and Madonna. They were the worst. Yeah.
What happened to Prince? What happened to Michael Jackson?
I don't know who Paul these McCarthy. People were.
Yeah.
Because I think most people overall, it seems like Prince and Michael Jackson go to the top. So that's what I say. 1,200 people, I don't know where they found
that. It's not a big sample.
No, it's not a big sample. That was this one. Like I say, everybody has their opinion on that. But overall, I think those were two of the best, whether you liked them or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, don't miss Kansas live at the Smith Center March 21st.
Congratulations, Bud. Saleda, he got the call from the Beasley banker to tell him he won $1,000, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. His reaction after he found out.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
Everybody else in the house going, well,
somebody's
what the hell
happy. I know. You okay, bud?
I think so.
Yes. Thank you.
So he's qualified as well as everybody else who put in the correct code word within that specific time element. And don't forget, Tuesday is when we announce the grand prize winner in the 9 o'clock hour of the 10K Payday Contest. Complete rules and details on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Carla, you had mentioned the big game weekend.
Yep.
Well, on Jimmy Kimmel last night, he put together some mean tweets from some NFL football players.
About that they read on themselves.
I think everybody knows about the mean tweets.
Yeah.
Listen to these.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butt in my chin.
I imagine Patrick Mahomes' barber is a superhero who has to run out and save the world every time he gets halfway through Mahomes' haircut.
This dude, Travis Kelce, looks like the Notre Dame leprechaun.
Joey Bosa's nose is so big, it looks like he's been lying every day for his whole life. It's a good one.
Sony Michelle, more like Panasonic Michelle so far.
Clay Matthews is the type of dude who farts into a bottle of Sunny D, puts it in the fridge, and then consumes it the next morning.
Aww. Oh, my God.
By the way, the guy with the nose, that was Joey Boza.
Yeah.
Who plays for San Francisco.
Joey Noza.
Yeah. Noza.
You know, you got to be a good sport to do those things.
Yes, you do.
All right, Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, as we talk about the big game weekend in the first hour of this radio show, Graham, Carla, you, this is very cool, printed out some of the prop bets that are being posted. So I wanted to go through a few of them, and I'll ask collectively how everybody feels about these bets. Like, how long will Demi Lovato take to sing the national anthem? The over-under is 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Carla, over or under?
Oh, I think it'll be under. I think she'll be under.
John?
I think she'll be over.
Okay.
Morty?
Over.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think normally it takes about...
Under.
Okay, I'm going to put...
I'm going to put us all down.
She likes to Mariah Carey a lot of her songs, so...
Which team will score first? 49ers, Chiefs.
Well, that, I think, all depends on...
It's not always the team that gets the ball first.
No, it isn't, but...
Carla?
I think... I think the 49ers will score first.
Okay, John?
49ers.
All right. Morty?
49ers.
All right. Here's one.
Mike, what about you?
Well, I think the Chiefs will.
Okay, okay.
Who will be named Super Bowl MVP? Will it be Patrick Mahomes or anybody else?
Well, I think it'll be... I think it'll be someone else.
Okay.
I think it'll be someone else.
The odds are better for somebody else.
Yeah.
Unless the Chiefs win.
If the Chiefs win, it'll be Mahomes. But I think the 49ers will win.
So okay.
It's going to be somebody else.
You know, we haven't even talked about that.
Well,
who you think is going to win the game.
That will be the big granddaddy prop bet.
Big reveal right there.
What color will the liquid be that's poured on the winning game-winning coach? Lime green, or yellow?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now it's going to be red because both teams are red.
Oh.
I think it will be red. Because red Gatorade.
There's a 3-1 odd that it would be red or pink.
I say orange.
Okay, orange. Okay. John,
I have
green.
Insider information.
Really?
Okay. From the Gatorade factory.
Good to know.
Yes.
Here's one. Will announcers Joe Buck or Troy Aikman say Patriots?
Oh.
And how many times? Carla?
Oh, God. Well, Joe Buck.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Well, I'll say less than... I have to do it that way. I'll say less than six times.
Wow.
Six or less. How about
six
that?
Or less.
Six
okay,
or less.
Okay, John?
I'll do that.
Joe Buck, 10 or less.
Okay. 10 or less. Okay, and Morty?
I'm going to go Joe Buck, 9.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say Joe Buck, and I'm going to say 12.
Okay.
I'm going to say 12 throughout the entire game.
You guys are boxing me in.
I'm sorry about
that. Well, I went low, so I know. Morty.
And who will show cleavage during the halftime show? We've talked about this. We're not talking the butt crack.
No. I think if anyone shows cleavage, it will...
Between J-Lo and Shakira...
J-Lo.
Probably Richard Sherman. No, I'm kidding. I love him. I think Shakira, because I think J-Lo's not. She's not at that.
There will
be some cleavage, but I think that Shakira will show more.
Okay.
Anyhow, because she's younger, a little bit younger. But I don't think there's...
I think they both will.
Okay, Morty.
Yeah. I think it's Miami.
I'm gonna say J-Lo. Just based off of her show.
Okay.
Here.
She also wears, you know, she's wearing like things underneath her stuff now, too. So
I'm hoping Shakira.
Spanx.
So.
Okay, yeah. Wearing the Spanx. wearing the old lady Spanx now.
Which team will wear more Spanx?
Yes.
All right, I got all that down. We have a few more.
Okay.
If you want to add in your prop bet.
Mm hmm.
Text or call in 702-739-9636. Which one did you take at the sports book or made up?
Yeah.
Within your family, your circle of friends? Carla, we got one more prop bet. Want to know what you think? Will 98-year-old Betty White be in a Snickers commercial this year?
Oh, boy.
Will she make a cameo? She did it first back in, 2010?
Yeah.
Super Bowl 44, the Snickers spot.
Right.
Not when you're hungry. That's
Has she done one since? I don't think she has.
She might be primed for a comeback.
She might, but she's 98. Does she want to be knocked in the dirt again?
They threw her in the mud.
I don't think she will. I sure would love it if she did, but I don't think she will.
Morty?
I'm going to go no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say she's going to make a cameo and people are going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. For Snickers though, right?
Yeah, Snickers.
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Put her in something else.
Maybe something else.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens. Everybody they all look forward to the big spots during the big game. AC/DC, Highway to Hell. A few things we think you should know. Carla has that coming up in a couple of minutes.
I do. I have a few more stats for you. And, I think just some fun stuff. You'll enjoy it.
All right. About the big game?
Informative. Yes, I do. Double dipping?
Think Aerosmith.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen, a 30-second commercial during this week's Super Bowl costs over $5 million. $5 million. To put that into perspective, you could buy 11 Lamborghinis, 300,000 pizzas, 10,000 iPhones. I know.
Or buy this show.
Yes. Yes,
a whole
you
year.
Could. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Or Morty, 10 million Twinkies you could buy with $5 million. That's pretty good.
I'm more intrigued about the pizzas.
Yeah, I know. Pizzas. You could get over a million Big Mac meal deals also.
Oh,
so
there you go. That just trumped
right?
pizza.
Right? Right? Listen, now, and this is informative. If you have it, a zoo in England is asking people to donate Calvin Klein's obsession for men.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, the big cats, tigers, lions,
they're digging
they
it.
Love it.
Yeah.
And they roll around. They get all excited when they smell it. So yeah. I guess it's a turn on for them. I'm telling you right now, it used to be a turn on for me, too.
But
Calvin Klein obsession for men. Well, things change, Mike.
Okay.
You know, Mike, well, things change.
Now I know what to get Angie.
Yes, exactly. And listen to this. This is actually hopeful to me. 1/4 of millennials. That's up to about 36 years old, I believe it. And Morty, you're still in there. This might be you. Say they have at least $100,000 in savings.
What?
Yep.
$100,000?
$100,000 in savings.
Morty?
So there you go.
We do?
Yes, this is a quarter. Only 25% of them. No, but
maybe
that's
you're
pretty
not
good.
In that percentile.
It's going to be tougher for that generation than any other generation to do better than their parents, that's for sure.
Yep.
But, you know, if, you know, me, I would have blown that on, like, you know, bottomless mimosa brunches.
Okay.
I had it.
Yeah.
Yes. But, yeah, that's actually very hopeful.
It.
Yes. Okay. That is very, very hopeful. It really is. And they say you should have at least like 2 to 3 months, you know, where you
of
could
salary.
Survive. If you,
yeah.
Yes. If you were to lose your job or you know,
well,
wind
I'm
up,
doomed.
We're all like a paycheck away, believe me, from I'm telling you right now. So, yeah. So it is hopeful. And it is Friday. A few things you should know.
Whitesnake going out on the road with Night Ranger and Sammy Hagar.
That's kind of a fun show.
It's a fun show, and I think Jody wants to go to that.
Not coming here, at least not yet, and I can't see a date where they can wedge in either.
They're going to be down in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And Jody goes, well, the tickets are kind of spendy. I said, hey,
did
it's
she
up
get
to
them?
You.
Yeah.
You know what she did? She said, no, I'm not going to get them. They're too expensive. And then she cracked. And she goes,
geez.
Okay. I said, but let's do this. We'll go, but we have to stay with my brother. And she says, okay, we'll stay with your brother. Because it's right down the street from where he lives.
Well, there you go.
Phoenix, so
there you go.
Since they're not coming here, but that should be a fun show.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. What was it? Yesterday or a couple of days ago, we played you this song that a father recorded, his 4-year-old.
Oh,
she made up a song about dinosaurs.
Right, yesterday, yeah.
Remember this?
Dinosaurs eating people. Dinosaurs in a party, they eat fruit and cucumber.
Wow.
A big bang came and they died.
Oh.
So cute.
Dinosaurs fell in love, but they didn't say goodbye.
So, love dinosaurs.
Brilliant song.
All right,
brilliant.
So, we play that for you. That's an original. She wrote that song. 4-year-old wrote it, and the father is on the piano playing. I can imagine you sitting with your dad.
Oh, you don't even know how many songs we wrote together, me and my dad. Oh,
well, here's a new version.
Oh.
Jimmy Fallon did this with the Roots. and you be the judge, you know, stash or trash or dump or pump or whatever they call it. David Bowie.
Oh, man. Yes, it does. I like it. I think I still like the original.
Oh, yeah. Or your original,
you know,
all the way.
I like the acoustic version a little better.
Unplugged.
The unplugged version a little better.
Eating people.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs in love.
All right. So that one or this one here? Oh, hold on.
No, not that one.
Hold on. Hold on for a second.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously the big, you know, stadium version. Yeah.
Right.
You know.
But the innocence of the unplugged version with the little kid, dad on piano.
Oh, yeah.
You got to like that one better.
That one would have been played at the original joint, actually, over at the Hard Rock, the little girl.
Yes. Now, if the girl and the dad was on the show and the Roots played behind them, that would be cool.
That'd be really cool.
That would be the combination.
Yeah.
So if
Ellen
will
do that.
Yeah. If you want to vote, 702-739-9636, unplugged or full band. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in about 6-7 minutes from now.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. Me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about movies. And we have, two movies?
Two movies today. We got Blake Lively returning, Ryan Reynolds' wife. She's in a movie called The Rhythm Section. And she lost her parents and her two brothers and sisters in a terrorist plane crash over Scotland. Mm. So it sent her into a drug abuse, into prostitution, an alcoholic. And a reporter shows up one day at a little brothel in London and says, look, I have evidence who did this.
Right.
And I need some information from you if you want to help me. And she ends up getting together with Jude Law, who's ex-CIA in Scotland, and he trains her to go after not only this terrorist, but other terrorists to get to him.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it sounds like, well, yeah, we've heard this before, you know, montage sequences of being trained and all that. But what's really unique about this film is that her character isn't perfect. Even Jude Law says, look, no matter how much I train you, you're not going to be perfect.
Right.
You know, so she has never killed anyone before. So she hesitates. She gets the crap beat out of her. You know, she assignment she goes on, it's not, you know, a Charlize Theron with a blonde wig, you know, beating people up perfectly. You know, so I found that I found that very intriguing that she is an assassin, but she's not very good at it. Even though she does, you know, does accomplish, you know, her drive, obsession of getting revenge.
Right. So, this is a drama.
It is.
Okay,
it really is. So it's not your standard action film. It's more of a character study on her and just what she went through losing her parents and her family.
All right. Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
And the other movie?
It's a horror film called Gretel and Hansel. Not Hansel and Gretel. Gretel and Hansel.
Finally. Yes. Finally, Gretel gets top billing.
Exactly.
You know? Things are changing.
Yes. The Me Too movement has finally arrived.
Thank you.
All right. It's a movie review, not a rally.
No, that's good. For us girls, that's good.
I thought to myself, do we need another one? Because we saw, you know, Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters with Jeremy Renner. I love those films. They're a sequel. And then we're watching this. It's not what you think. It's an art house horror film. And what I mean by that, it's got these weird kind of long, dull sequences of her walking in the woods and finding the witch and her brother. It's more of a character study about Gretel and her being a story where she becomes a sorceress herself.
Right.
Yeah, so as you're watching this, it was like shot in 1984, so you got this music. It sounds like it's from Stranger Things. Mm. These electronic tonalities and these bizarre images in the woods. And I really enjoy it. It's really,
but it's not a fairy tale.
It is a fairy tale.
Oh,
it's,
it is?
It's different.
Yeah.
It's Hansel and Gretel.
Okay.
But it's like you've never seen it before. So it is slow in parts. So just when you go in and you see the really abstract images and sequences, just keep an open mind.
Okay.
It's not what you think.
Follow them on YouTube, Facebook, and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. People voting on their dinosaur version, which one they like the best. And to be honest, the little girl's version getting the most.
Yes.
This one right here.
Dinosaurs eating people. Dinosaurs in love.
And then you have, hold on here. Let me switch down to Jimmy Fallon's version.
Dinosaurs eating people. Dinosaurs in love.
Okay. Which is getting a couple of votes, but now we've come up with, we found two more versions. Listen to this Lilith Fair type version of the dinosaur song.
Dinosaurs eating people. Dinosaurs in love. Dinosaurs having a party. They eat fruit and cucumber. They fell in love. They said thank you. A big bang came and they died. Dinosaurs, dinosaurs fell in love, but they didn't say goodbye. But they didn't say goodbye.
Okay, so that...
Okay.
Right. So that's kind of like the Lilith Fair version of the dinosaur song. Here's an 80s version of that song. Punk Same rock. Artist, but jacked up a little bit.
Okay.
Dinosaurs eating people. Oh, dinosaurs in love. Dinosaurs having a party. They eat fruit and cucumber. They're very in love. They said thank you. A big bang came and then they died. Dinosaurs, dinosaurs, dinosaurs fell in love.
This picture of you wearing a wife beater t-shirt with hair under your arms.
What?
Yeah, like a Patti Smythe thing going on.
What?
All right, so there's your four versions.
Wow.
If you want to continue to vote on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3.
Guitar, by the way.
KKLZ.com. Yes, nice guitar playing.
Yes.
10K Payday Contest, your next chance to score some cash, coming up after KC and the Sunshine Band.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another shot at entering to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, funds.
Funds. F-U-N-D-S. Funds.
Exactly. If you win $1,000, you'll have the funds to do anything you want. You want that $1,000? Text funds to 45911. That's 45911. Win $1,000 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter funds online at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app you now have on your smartphone, right? Again, the word funds. You have 15 minutes to enter the word. Now, you get some weird number calling you in about a half an hour. Don't be afraid to pick it up this time. Just might be our own Beasley banker calling to tell you you're putting $1,000 in your pocket. Happy weekend, right? Funds. Text at 45911. You have 15 minutes. Good luck.
Wow, those two new versions we discovered.
People are so confused.
Getting some hints.
Yes. Well, Sarah said, it sounds a little like Phoebe Buffay from Friends.
No. Yeah,
I know. Please. Really? Michael said the little girl's version is way better. It's like an adult trying to sing, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, would sound weird,
yeah.
You know, because of the lyrics. Some songs are better sung by children, and a couple people are like, wait, what was that? Somebody, Morty, I joked about it.
What
somebody actually
that?
Said the second one. Was that Courtney Love? Hole? No.
Or this no. way? Are you talking about this one?
Yes. Dinosaurs eating people.
That is
dinosaurs.
Courtney Love.
Yes, it is Courtney
yeah, it
Love.
Is.
Carla's going to be performing that live tonight at the Hard Rock Hotel.
With her eye patch.
Yes, with my eye patch on. That's right. It's
vinyl.
Perfect. Oh, I'm so getting my eye patch.
It'll be rocking, you pukes.
Oh, my God.
Sunshine today going to be nice right through the weekend. High, mid, upper 60s.
We're going to call ourselves dinosaurs.
Low 70s Saturday and Sunday. It's about 45 outside right now. Carla has her next take on some entertainment news coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, how old is Bart Simpson really? This will put things into perspective for you.
All right, more on that and some other stories. Entertainment news after REO Speedwagon. Can't fight the feeling.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Paul Reubens actually wants to make a movie where Pee-wee Herman goes to rehab.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right, then. Yeah, exactly. I know you are, but what am I? Yeah, well, okay. I guess there are stranger things out there.
Why not, you know?
Yes. There's nothing new, though. The trailer for Fast and Furious 9 is out, and it's totally different from Fast and Furious 8 because it has a 9 in it, so it's completely different from 8 or 7.
So
or
I don't know
six.
what you expect from 9, but you're not going to get it.
Yes. Bill Gates' daughter is engaged, so that's kind of cool. I'm sure her fiancé knew she was the right one when he found out what she's Bill Gates' daughter. Okay. Sure, why not? And The Simpsons. So listen to this. The Simpsons has been on TV for 31 years. Now, the producer, one of the producers for The Simpsons said, if Homer is 39, He was born in 1980, which is when we said Bart was born.
Oh.
So, do the math. Yes, exactly. But in cartoons, they don't age. But if that's the case, I don't know. Then Bart and Homer are the same age. So, kind of weird.
That is amazing because didn't we find out that this started out as a kind of like a in-office gag?
Sort of,
they did.
And then they were shorts, like on the, what was it, the Tracy Ullman show? They
Something
used to
like
do
that.
Shorts, little short
But
ones
it started and, out yeah. as a kind of like a joke.
Right, yeah. And 31 years later.
It's one of the longest running TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It sure is.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Don't miss Kansas live at the Smith Center March 21st.
One of your best soap opera friends is on the phone.
Oh.
Chrissy, what'd you want to know before the weekend?
Is John going to get killed?
No, he's not going to get killed. Here's the deal. Everybody knows it's okay. Princess Gina and not Hope now.
Right.
But real Princess Gina is gone. It's just Hope. That confusion's gone. John won't be killed. Somehow he'll get out of that and he'll find out that that's Stefano, but of course not really Stefano, it's Steve. No, I think he's going to be just fine. I think everybody's going to come together. They're going to figure this out before Valentine's Day. So okay. Marlena and John can be together.
Another thing, is Nikki going to die? If they don't get Kristen and Brady to get, she's going to die.
I know, but somebody's got to figure out that baby's not that baby, it's the other baby.
What's supposed to happen on the soap opera today?
I know. We should find something out soon enough. Chrissy, I know.
Well, both of you truly make us want to watch the show now.
Thank you. Chrissy, where are you from, by the way?
I am originally from San Francisco, so go Niners. Go
oh,
Niners.
There you go.
All right, Chrissy.
Chrissy, keep in touch. Check in early next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Really?
Yes.
Check in again?
Yes, early next week. Days of Our Lives. Everybody should be watching. Morty, get caught up.
Oh, perfect.
We're only 55 seasons in. Come on. I'm on my way.
On my way.
Come on.
Tickets for the Jonas Brothers. We've been giving them away all week long. We got a brand new game for you, so pay attention. We're going to tell you how to win after Billy Joel in The Longest Time.
Yay!
Welcome back. To the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so all week long, we've been giving you a chance to win these tickets for the Jonas Brothers. We have one final shot before we can even buy them. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning, but we have one more pair to give away. And it's the new game that we've decided to play. And Carla, what's the name of the game?
It's called Wrong Answers Only.
Wrong Answer Only.
Yep, that's simple.
So keep that in mind. We will ask you a question, and we will only accept a wrong answer.
Yes, you have to come up with the correct wrong answer.
Don't confuse them anymore.
Yes. No, I know.
All right, so we'll ask you a question, and you come up with a wrong answer.
Yes.
If you're the ninth caller at 702-739-9636, you are a winner.
Example, Mike, sticks and stones may break my...
Windows.
There you go. Exactly.
See, John would have been a winner, so...
Perfect.
There you go. But he works here, so he can't win. But that's a great example. Phone lines are on hold right now after we get through news and weather. We'll look for caller number 9702-739-9636. So good luck. Carla, we have Brad on the phone to play our new game, Wrong Answer Only.
Yep.
That's the name of the game, Brad.
Okay, I'll try.
Keep that in mind. Again, the name of the game is Wrong Answer Only.
Yes. Brad, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, Brad, name the song title, Cake by the...
Fat Lady.
Good. Number two. Finish the lyric. I'm a what for you?
Walrus.
And number three, Brad, this is a tough one. Name the Jonas Brothers, the three Jonas Brothers.
First names only.
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Yeah. Okay, good job. You're going to see the Jonas Brothers.
You got the tickets before you could even buy them from the Keller Cooligan Heating Prize Closet. I know, once you have to think about it. By the way, who are the tickets for?
My daughter will be going.
Of course.
Awesome.
Hashtag girl dad.
Yep.
But once again, wrong answer, I'm actually going.
Don't say edit that out, Mike.
You are so good. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And by the way, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Michigan bit off a one-inch chunk of a guy's tongue while they were kissing the other day.
Oh, that's a bad first date. Wow.
That must have been one hot kiss.
Jeez.
She's been arrested, Carla.
Good Lord almighty. What? Oh,
jeez. What did you do? What?
I know. Did he not buy her dinner?
Something.
Wow.
A guy in Indiana tried to rob a convenience store the other day, and well, it was pretty easy to identify the guy because his brother actually works as a cashier at the store. And, you know, when your brother said, you know, rat him out.
Dude, come on.
He did it. My brother did it.
I'm telling mom and dad.
And I'm telling the cops.
Yes, exactly.
What? Don't do it on my shift.
Oh, man.
You know how that's going to look?
That's so bad. That's
You're
sad.
Such a punk.
That's sad. Listen, yeah. I'm going to give you some Super Bowl info. A new study found that the states where people are most likely to double dip their chips.
No.
Yeah. Texas, New York, Washington, North Carolina, and Alabama.
What are you doing? What? Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip.
We're not even in the top 10, by the way, so you're safe.
Yes.
Good. You're safe, I know.
Thank
Finally,
you.
We did something right.
Yeah.
And listen, who are you going to bet on for the Super Bowl? Well, Fiona the Hippo at the Cincinnati Zoo, she made her pick. She vomited on the Kansas City Chiefs logo. She was put in front of, like, two items from her habitat.
Yeah.
49ers on one, Chiefs on the other.
Uh-huh.
She's a little toddler. She's 1,200 pounds, Mike and Morty.
She was, exactly.
She was supposed to go over and just put her snout on one of them.
Yeah.
Indicating her favorite. But she had just eaten lunch. And so she walked over and kind of stood there and then just gacked on the Kansas City Chiefs. So if you were planning on, placing a bet, maybe Fiona helped you out.
Do we have a record for Fiona? Has she done this before?
We don't. I don't get the impression. I've looked around a bit that she has not done this before. So it might be the start of something very big or very small. It is Friday. Your other news.
It was George Hedman who got the call from the Beasley banker. His reaction when he found out he won $1,000.
Thank you so much. That is the best news I've had all day.
And I love it when the banker does this. He likes to find out what that person's going to do with the money.
I've got some ideas. I'll make it up to do with my wife for a couple birthdays. We'll take care of that.
Yeah, he's behind a couple of birthdays with his wife, so he's going to try and make it up with that $1,000.
Yeah.
$10,000 winner. We will announce that Tuesday morning.
Excellent.
In the 9 a.m. hour, your next chance to win, like we said before, a little over 30 minutes from now, 10 o'clock. Wendy Rush will have that for you. By the way, our feel-good story this morning coming up in a few. I love this.
Right.
We have somebody on a phone. We have somebody on the phone with their feel-good story. We're going to share that with you.
Cool.
In about 6-7 minutes from now.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
Like we do every morning, we end the show with a little bit of good news. This is definitely local, simple, fun. Buffy, tell everybody your story.
I'm headed to work, and I'm at Charleston and just off the 95, and so I go to Starbucks to get me something for breakfast, and the line is long, and when I get up there, the girl says, your stuff has been paid for. You're about the 10th car. I said, what? And I said, well, just let me pay for the lady behind me. And she said, that's what everybody's doing. She said, you're about the 10th car. She said, I don't know where it started, but the last 10 cars, the people have been paying for the people's breakfast and their drinks. And I go, really? I said, do they care how much it costs? She was like, no, they're just paying. And I said, well, let me just pay also. And then I paid for the lady behind me, and I could see in my rear view, she was like summing me up. And it was crazy. We're at East Charleston, just not the part of town you would think that would happen. But
that's awesome. I love to hear that.
So maybe we start that next time we go to Starbucks.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, pay it forward.
Yeah, we start.
But we usually go in. It's not.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Not generally as much of a surprise, but we could do that.
I see what you're saying. But yeah, we could tell them at the drive thru do this.
Right.
Buffy,
well,
that's
no,
such a great story.
Yeah, that's
it's
very cool.
It totally made my Friday. I am having a stressful Friday, and I'm like, let's just get to work and get it the hell over with. And then that happened, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a great day.
It is Friday, it is the weekend, and you just got free coffee.
Buffy, what a great story. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend, okay?
No problem. You too. Thanks.
I think that's one of our best stories ever.
It's the coolest thing when that happens to you, too, when you're in line. It's like, what? Somebody paid for me? Yes.
You know what?
If
you can't submit it through the website, 963KKLZ.com, simply call it in like Buffy did at 702-739-9636. Okay, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Boy, wrapping up the show this morning, we covered quite a bit.
Yes, we did.
We talked about your bad eye.
Oh.
Okay.
Listen, I can't speak for what you may see at the Hard Rock tonight. I can't.
We came up with new versions of that little girl's dinosaur song.
Yes, we did.
And although people love her version and didn't mind Jimmy Fallon's version, it was our two versions. I think Carla pulled it off.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you,
both
Marty.
Both times of the end of the dinosaur song. So, and you're right. Tonight, we're going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel broadcasting live 6 to 8. We kick off the weekend closing it down.
Yes, we are, man.
So we're going to be there tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow night, that big toast, the final toast, which was, of course, we knew it as the center bar.
That's right.
So many memories.
Cheap drinks tonight, like $7 are going to be giving away some memorabilia, things like that.
Yes.
So definitely come on by. It's going to be a lot of fun.
6 to 8. Hopefully you can stop by and say hi. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush coming in next, about 20 minutes away from your next code word. And a chance to cash in on the 10K payday. Don't forget Tuesday morning. Today and Monday, your final chances to qualify.
Yes.
But Tuesday morning in the 9 a.m. hour, that's when we announce the grand prize winner. So do have a great big game weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.